Hey, this is WTOB's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title at Strathmore.
My name is Latasha Stevenson, and I'm the executive chef at Strathmore.
And we wanted to talk because, you know, I'm always interviewing people at Strathmore for different, you know, concerts or events that are going on there. But some people, you know, listeners from around the area might not even know that there's this whole culinary arts phenomenon at Strathmore, and with their own chef, which is yourself. I mean, it's sort of a big deal that people might not know. So explain, I guess, how long have you been at Strathmore?
I've been here for 1 month now, so I'm fairly new into the role here. But I've been in the culinary industry for 16 years. So I'm not new to culinary, just new to Strathmore.
New to this area, but but you're very experienced. Where did you actually grow up and B, you know, really get involved in you know, being a chef?
I was born and raised in Philadelphia. I moved to the DMV about 13 years ago. So I lived in DC. I've been in Montgomery County for 7 years now. I'm familiar with the area, but food has always been a huge part of my life from being a kid growing up. Being in the kitchen with my parents, with my grandparents, like food has always been a huge part of my life. And my family always migrated to the kitchen somehow for like social events and things of that sort. So helping and prepping in the kitchen has always been something that I've been familiar with. And I just decided to take on a career in culinary at a very early age at 14. And I've been on the road to success ever since, I guess it's good to say.
Yeah. So like you're saying, growing up, the kitchen was always a big deal in your family. And then when you decided to take it seriously and pursue culinary arts as a profession, talk about where you trained, you know, I know you went to Art Institute of Philadelphia?
Yes, I went to the Art Institute of Philadelphia. It was a 2-year program. And then after that, I did the Disney culinary program for an internship, where I worked at different places all over Disney, the sci-fi restaurant, Brown Derby. I met a lot of people from all over the world, really working in Disney World. It was a really great experience.
So it was Disney, there, it was Disney World in Orlando, not Disneyland in California, right?
Yes, Disney World in Orlando, yes.
Which park, which Magic Kingdom or Epcot? Or?
I worked at the sci-fi restaurant in Brown Derby. So I was really all over the park, really. But cool. It was a really good experience. I met some really amazing chefs and just great people overall being at that program. So it really prepared me for like high level, high volume, you know, pressure in the kitchen, just time management, proper cookery of proteins. It was a lot. I learned a whole lot working in that Disney program. So it was definitely beneficial to the start of my career.
Awesome. Yeah. So, you know, take that, Ratatouille. We got another Disney, you know, alum here. Well, great. So then I guess after all the experience down at Disney in Orlando, I guess, did you move right to DC straight after that? Or were there other stops in between?
No, I went back to Philly after that. I spent maybe like another year or so in Philly working, but I just really wanted to just see what else was out there. I wanted to be somewhere away from home, but still kind of close to home. So DC was kind of that happy medium for me. So I moved to the DMV and I started working originally in hotels, but then I moved into country clubs, and that's where I got a lot more culinary experience. So I've been in country clubs now for the past 8-9 years.
Okay.
So yeah.
Could you actually meant just, you know, for my purposes, when I'm going to write an article with this too. Could you list any of the names of the country clubs so I can actually have like a little, you know, details when I write the.
Yes, I worked at Chase Country Club, Columbia Country Club, and Bethesda Country Club, which were all really great clubs to work at. Country club experience really prepares you for high volume, high pressure. There's so many events going on at the same time. So time management is very important. The staff is huge. So you get to meet and work with so many different types of people. All of the outlets aren't the same. So you have a golf canteen, a pool canteen, which is kind of quick service. And then you'll have a casual dining outlet and then a fine dining outlet where it's basically, you know, reservation only. There's like a bar lounge. So country clubs, you get a little bit of everything. There's such a plethora of food that's always going on all at the same time. So you get to taste and experience so many different things. And It just really builds you up and just builds you into a stronger person. You know, we work long days and long hours, but it's the passion that you have to have for the industry to keep coming back.
Awesome. So I guess then you catch the attention of Strathmore through all the great country club stuff, and they do you reach out to them or did they reach out to you? I want to know how you decided to join, because what you said it was recent, like a month ago, right?
Yes, definitely just a month ago. It's Sodexo Live that has the account here at Strathmore. So that's originally how I ended up here, through Sodexo Live. One of the regional chefs reached out to me. He saw my resume and he reached out to me for, you know, an initial interview and, you know, interview process from there, just, you know, kept going on and on. And they said yes. So that's how I ended up here.
So it's called Sodexo Live. They're like a hospitality company.
Yes, it's the food service. Yes.
Okay, great. And I know, yeah, it's a big deal. Just the website says they serve London's Royal Academy of Arts and the Scottish National Gallery, and then also the National Gallery of Art.
Yeah, they do.
DC.
Yes, sports and entertainment. Yes.
Cool. Well, I mean, we've covered a lot of, you know, your personal journey, which is great. I wanted to get that in there. But now let's, you know, before we go, we have to talk about, you know, the types of menus and foods and everything that people can experience at Strathmore and at AMP for that matter. So tell me about, you know, let's start with the main music center there, you know, North Bethesda. The Allegro Kitchen. I guess this is where people can stop in for food, like before their performance.
Yeah, so the doors open 90 minutes before the start of the concert. The Allegro Kitchen is more of like the stage, like the action piece of culinary. So that's where the people can really experience the art. And it starts from the time that they walk through the doors, from hearing the sizzling in the pans to smelling the aroma of the food. We just want to draw people in. You know, there's so much competition right here in this area with Pike and Rose being right up the road. But we want people to know that they can come here and dine before shows. So
a lot of people don't.
The Allegro Kitchen.
At least I didn't know right. that before this. Yeah.
I think it's been show, with but... it being absent for so long, it's now just, you know, trying to get people back into it, into coming here for food.
Right.
So the Allegro Kitchen is like the main stage where people can actually see the food being prepared before them. And we try to put the menus close to the style of music that's happening within, you know, here at Strathmore for that day. So
cool.
We had a sweet honey and a rock here. So we did like a nice Southern type menu. We had Australian Pink Floyd here. So we tried to do something a little more punk rockish, I guess you can say, because they're like a rock cover band. So we just try to align the menus with the things that are happening, but for the guests to also see the food being prepared in front of them, and not something that's different from the AMP kitchen, because an AMP is basically like a restaurant, so everything is kind of a la carte there. You don't really get the full action piece of it, but if you do come to Allegro Kitchen, you'll get that action and stage piece of culinary.
So obviously you just said that it changes the menu depending who's playing, but could you list any of, you know, the types of foods that you serve at Allegro and at AMP?
Yes, at AMP we serve, curry chicken salad sliders have been like a staple. So we'll serve those here at Allegro Kitchen as well as at AMP. Kale and quinoa salad, we did a jalapeno and cheddar grit cake with Cajun shrimp and braised greens, pulled pork sliders. We're doing a risotto bar coming up this weekend with like different toppings and everything that people can choose from. We'll do just like a roast prime rib with some nice sides and sauces and accompaniments to go with that. So it's just, you know, we're trying to attract the crowd that's going to be here, because not everyone just wants wings and fries when they go out. We just want to offer something different each time that people come, because you can have those repeat guests, and we just don't want them to see the same food over and over again.
Now, everything you just listed, all those menu items, it was that for Allegro or Amp or both?
That was all for Allegro Kitchen. But Amp is a little different. Amp is, we'll have like a mozzarella and heirloom tomato plate. We'll have like fresh fruit and cheese, olives and nuts. We'll have a crab salsa with tortilla chips. The curry chicken sliders, of course, because they're a staple. We have an assortment of desserts. You can get a dessert trio. It's like a strawberry shortcake shooter with a brownie bite and a lemon bar. We have some nice macarons that people can also choose from as a dessert option. So Amp is definitely building up, and we'll add more to the menu as needed. So that way, you know, give people more options to choose from.
And did you mention the jazzy crab salsa?
Yes, definitely the jazzy crab salsa. You have to try it.
Awesome. Well, cool. I mean, I think this is going to be a cool angle. And I like that how you change the menu based on who's playing there. You know, the Pink Floyd cover band. Someone comes, they're like, man, I had the meal and now my mouth is comfortably numb. Well, that's because Pink Floyd is coming.
Yes, they definitely enjoy.
That's the best joke I got on a Thursday at 1 o'clock. not even good. All right. Is there anything else we should say? I guess before we go, I always like to end like talk directly to our listeners, like pretend I'm not even here. Just like speak to our listeners like, hey, everyone, come on out to Strathmore and, you know, enjoy our menus, you know, and so sort of talk to them as in like, you know, if they're coming to the show, you know, you might not know, but you can stop in to eat, too.
Yes, most certainly. The Strathmore is definitely open for culinary for everyone that's in the area. If you're coming out for any shows in the upcoming weeks and months, I know Pike and Rose is an option, but we definitely have options here too. It's a one-stop shop. You can park, you can get a meal to enjoy before the show. The bars are open, the food is great, the atmosphere is amazing, and we would definitely love to have you here.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us again, everyone. Chef Latasha Stevenson, who's heading up the Strathmore Culinary Program. We really appreciate you joining us, and we invite everyone to head on out. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.